Two state patrol chases in western Nebraska, barely noticed when they occurred, launched the controversy. News accounts brought them to light. Last October, the dash cam video in the state patrol vehicle recorded a swerving car tangling with a trooper in a high-speed pursuit.
DVI conducted, one ejected, knee 1055, 1056.
The car rolled over, killing the driver. Whether the accident was caused by the drunk driver or the trooper's maneuver to end the chase is still in question. In spring, another patrol dash cam recorded an uncooperative drunk driver, hands up, but refusing to obey police orders.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground! Get on the ground now!
Then hit in the face with a rifle butt by the state trooper.
Get on the ground!
In both cases, conflicting versions of the incidents raise questions about the ability of the Nebraska State Patrol to investigate itself. After the stories went public, Governor Pete Ricketts ordered his Chief of Human Resources, Jason Jackson, to review patrol policies and procedures.
We found that in those two use of force cases from 2016, there was conduct that gave rise to a reasonable suspicion of dishonesty or dereliction of duty on the part of the chain of command.
Jackson briefed reporters last week. The patrol's leader, Colonel Bradley Rice, had already been relieved of command by the governor.
Colonel Rice failed to live up to my expectations with regard to how he was to lead that organization.
An FBI investigation of possible misconduct is underway, and six other officers were put on leave. The governor claims the problems run deeper, taking aim at the State Troopers Association, state law, and policies that the HR director argued need to change.
We further want to work with the union to remove internal affairs investigations from the sphere of collective bargaining. We believe that public policy dictates that internal affairs investigations should be something where we're afforded the maximum transparency permissible.
The concerns we have attempted to bring to the governor have been about the failure of leadership at the highest levels of the patrol and the flagging morale of the troopers.
Sergeant Brad Peterson, president of the State Troopers Association of Nebraska, leads the union's bargaining unit. He maintains mistrust of the patrol rose out of Ricketts' decision to hire Colonel Rice in the first place.
This, to me, with Rice's termination, is a clear shifting of the blame to the union, which makes no sense to us because we've done what we could to highlight these issues.
Ricketts wants to take the unusual step of reopening contract negotiations with the troopers. The contract contains provisions providing protections for troopers accused of misconduct. For instance, a trooper's internal investigation records can't be released to any third parties without a subpoena. That includes the Nebraska Crime Commission, the agency with a big role in certifying police officers who want to get and keep their badge.
The Crime Commission and the executive director ought to have the opportunity to review the circumstances of officer terminations when those terminations flow from misconduct.
Human Resources Director Jackson spoke with NET earlier this week.
So that we can mitigate against the risk of officers jumping to different jurisdictions when we know that they have a record of conduct that is below our expectations of how law enforcement officers should comport themselves.
Jackson says Nebraska should not rely exclusively on the due diligence of local police and sheriffs to weed out officers who shouldn't be officers of the law. Gary Young, attorney for the Troopers Union, told reporters last week there's no real threat of agencies mistakenly hiring bad cops. Police agencies do their own investigations.
Every time they're going to require you to sign a release of all of your personnel file for them to review. If you don't give them a release, you won't get any further in the hiring process. And so this idea that they can sort of sneak by other law enforcement agencies has no connection to the way things actually happen.
If the union and the governor can't reach an agreement within a matter of weeks, Ricketts plans on asking the state legislature to pass a law overriding the contract provisions covering release of records. Ricketts wants state senators to change another law affecting troopers. Currently, when accused of a crime or facing a lawsuit related to police work, the state attorney general, by law, is required to defend any trooper in court.
I think it needs to be repealed.
Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson says ordinarily his office prosecutes criminal cases and should not be responsible for defending accused troopers.
That creates a real ethical conflict for our office, because then I cannot be engaged in any type of investigation or prosecution in light of this obligation.
Meanwhile, that lack of subpoena power is an immediate factor as the Crime Commission reviews 12 unrelated cases of potential state trooper misconduct sent to the commission. According to the governor, the cases, going back 8 years, might warrant troopers losing their police certification. For NET News, I'm Bill Kelly.